Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, we got news and a very informative section on beer and low-carb beers and alcohol content in beers and a deep dive into beers for those of you who are counting the carbs but love the beers. And, of course, good sports coming up as well. First, LifeLock. Oh, I don't know if you guys heard, but there's a Chinese company, and they do smart home devices, and they got hacked big time. And included in that was 2 billion logs containing everything from user passwords to account reset codes. Let's not let this happen to you. It is 2020 almost, everybody. We're right there. You're online all the time. You're buying stuff with your computer. You're signing up for things. You're giving your information out all the time. So many threats in today's connected world. Just takes one weak link for criminals to rip off your info and use that personal info to commit identity theft. Good thing, LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds the power of Norton Security to help protect against threats to your devices you can't easily see or fix on your own. It is the best. It's LifeLock, right, Dawson?
No group prevents all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock with Norton Security can see threats you might miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code Adam for 10% off your first year. That's promo code Adam at LifeLock.com or 1-800-LIFELOCK for 10% off.
For just $25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from ACS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat cool stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut.
You heard Dick. It's time for the fourth month of Adam's Monthly Nut. This month's shipment includes a 15-pack of Dude Wipes on the Go flushable wipes. They'll leave you as clean as a whistle. 3 packs of Crazy Go Nuts, flavored walnuts, a snack that won't make you fat, a Beats by Ace bracelet, a helpful reminder to let you know that beets aren't killing you, a copy of Not Taco Bell Material with the Ray chapter signed by Rezo himself, and of course, a bottle of Mangria or 33 wines. This $60 value is yours for only $25. Sign up for 1 month or keep the shipments coming. So prep your mail's box and get ready for Adam's Monthly Nut. Hurry, we will sell out.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral, all those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Need news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gino Grad.
Well, we just had so much great beer talk with Christy. I figure we will lead with this one, with the Coors Light and all that stuff. If you're sad about your carb-cutting ways and it's impeding on your ability to drink beer, not Dawson or Brian, but
please, I'm listening.
Quite the contrary. Women's Health has created a list of beers that are under 4 grams of carbs. Usually, beers are 14 grams.
I was just looking at this list last night.
Really? You please, spent a lot of time on Women's Health?
No, I was looking for beers under 4 grams of carbs.
So you can usually tell a beer is low carb because it will say light, but you're going to want to check the label just to be sure. And I'll just rattle off the list here.
Here's and I don't know if this is included. Yeah. Here's sort of the dance in my guesstimation. So we were kind of talking about this in terms of tortillas the other day, which was we're off the air, but we were talking about, like, well, instead of a big full-size flour tortilla, how about the little street taco corn tortilla, which is lower in carbs and all that kind of stuff. The thing about beer, it strikes me that ultimately you enjoy your beer, but ultimately when people reach for alcohol, they're looking to feel the effects of it in one way or another. And so you go, wine, well, wine has carbs in it, but you drink a lesser amount. It has a higher content of alcohol, right?
Higher concentrate.
So to me, the beers that are like, well, this is a low-carb beer is good, but at 3.1% alcohol, now I'm drinking 7 of these to kind of catch a buzz.
You're back to your regular Sam Adams now.
So now it's kind of like, well, wait, maybe you get a double IPA at 11% alcohol versus the light light at 2.7, whatever.
Bang for your buck.
But so my feeling kind of is the low carb is good, but with the low alcohol that goes along with the low carb, now what are we doing? Because we're drinking seven beers that are low carb, but or two double IPAs.
Yeah.
That's kind of the interesting thought, Maxipat. It'd be interesting to figure out like what a stone double IPA is and like a 12-ounce in the carb department. Yeah. So what somebody needs to do is the low carb high alcohol? Yeah.
Figure out the ratio. Most alcohol for your carb,
for your buck.
Most alcohol per carb.
Well, basically, we were just talking about Jolt. Mm-hmm. Like they just want, hey, this is for kids. Want to
behavioral problems?
Really want to doodle on a peachy folder fast. This is like if you said to me, "Well, you want to go low on the carbs?" I'm like, "Yeah, but again,
like to get buzzed.
2.7 alcohol is just not anything. So if you jacked it up, and jack the carbs down, well, now we're kind of talking.
Now we're doing
I don't
vodka
know if
tequila.
There is one of those things.
I just assumed this was more about kind of
12-ounce max pound.
This is more about lounging by the pool at a pool party all day.
We can do the math.
It's 12 ounces.
It's, he just gave me the 22-ounce.
They serve it.
Yeah, I know. But do they have them in a small?
Just divide it in half.
I'll do it. All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
This seems to be more like, you know, like Brian's in Hawaii and going to sit on the lounge chair all day and have 16
Give me the
beers.
Low carbs, but I want to know what the alcohol content is.
Oh, I'm
on
sure
those.
It's very,
would
very
you, would you indulge me if I can venture some guesses? Because I was I wasn't looking at this list, but I was doing this research last night. And it's not the ones you necessarily think of. Like, I feel like Miller Lite has a few more carbs than you'd expect. So for sure, these are all widely available beers, I assume.
Hold on. Yes. I just want to jump in because I'm going to have Maxipat go on this goose hunt. See if you can find out the alcohol content of the beers that are on that list as well. Sorry, go ahead.
I know it's Corona Premier is probably on there.
It is on there.
Michelob Ultra is probably on there.
It is.
Bud Select 55 is like the
Jesus, Brian.
No, I've committed these to memory.
Well, listen, he's a motivated camper. He's committed to low carbs and he's committed to having a beer.
That's right.
Drinks
take
every morning.
I
every
take
morning.
I
six pack in the shower.
Do not want me to take a shower. Do not want me to take a shower. And then there's other ones on there. Like there's like a Rolling Rock. Anyway.
I'm just gonna fly through them. You got your Natty Light, of course. Michelob Ultra, Milwaukee's Best Light, Michelob Ultra Amber, Miller Lite, Corona Premier, Miller 64, Busch Light, and Michelob Ultra Pure Gold.
These are all in the under what amount?
Four grams.
Yeah, but again, if you drink a six pack of them,
it
adds up a little more. So I want to know what the alcohol to carb.
Yep.
Winner.
Yep.
That's what I'm looking for. See if you can check those stats, Maxipat.
Chris, I just texted you the list.
And I don't know if Vinny would say that, well, no, you can't do one without the other or both or something. But I imagine you could because Vinny will say, oh, drink vodka or scotch.
Mm-hmm.
No carbs, but you get the alcohol.
Right. Yeah.
So if the alcohol isn't attached to the carb,
right,
then why hasn't, in a world of specialties, why hasn't somebody juiced a beer? Like, why hasn't someone taken a low-carb beer and juiced it with alcohol?
Like, well, because then it'd be a malt beverage, wouldn't it?
No, I just mean, it might taste like shit, but what I'm saying is you don't want the carbs.
Right.
You do want the buzz. Why not get some more alcohol into the low-carb world?
Okay.
The low-carb world drops the alcohol normally. Now, someone who knows about beer is screaming while they're driving because it would taste weird or whatever.
Well, no one adds alcohol to beer. It ferments, right? So, like, I don't know how you would...
Well, they'd make double IPAs, or triple IPAs. Right. Like, I guess you couldn't... If you look at IPAs, for instance, some will be 4.9, some will be 7.0. Mm-hmm. Then there's doubles. It'll be like 9. Sometimes there's some crazy triple, like at 13% alcohol. I don't know how.
Yeah, I don't know enough about the brewing
process.
They
do it, but you might not be. What I'm saying is, you may, or somebody may, in a carb obsessed world, and also in a world where we make one of everything, a million different flavors of Coke and Diet Coke and everything else. Somebody may take this low-carb, light beer and physically add alcohol to it.
Some grain alcohol or something. Some
imagine there's a low-carb alcohol, and instead of 3.1, it's 8.
Right.
Drink two of them.
While we're letting Chris do the math, let me throw it out to you guys, because I've been literally thinking about this for 24 hours. I'm going to be in Hawaii if people hear this. What drinks would you guys recommend? Because everything out there is either fruity, super sugary and fruity.
Heavy rum.
Or it's beer or whatever, at the pool, and I'm trying to avoid both.
You know what I do, especially on a hot summer day, trying to do what you're doing? I like to do a little tequila and soda water. Mm. It's refreshing. You won't get super shit-faced real quick.
A little lime.
Or lemon for Adam.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, tequila and soda is a very refreshing choice.
When I'm in low carb mode, but if you want to, here's something as I've explained before, but I was complaining about glasses and stuff like that. I'm a stoic, as you guys know. So that means I'm into temperance.
Right.
So you're on vacation.
Right.
So let's not be super hardcore. Okay. We're like, I'll make my palms into a cup and you dump grain alcohol into it and I'll drink
and
it like
I
a dog.
I'll sip it slowly.
You know what I mean? And it's like if you're keeping it, if you're keeping real carb focused, then I'll just get vodka and soda water and a lemon. But you're on vacation. Yeah. You want to enjoy yourself.
I'm going to waddle back into the studio in a week.
I have found that if you go to a decent place and they make their own margarita mix. It's not Mrs. T's syrup, corn syrup, whatever, but they do fresh whatever and all that. They do their own.
Yep.
And you do that drink, what I said, which is you get the salt, you get the margarita, don't do the blender. You make it a smaller drink and you make it a double. So you're not consuming all the mix.
Right.
It's a little more tequila than normally is. Like, so don't get the big fish bowl that has the one shot of tequila in it and 19 ounces of corn syrup. If you want to treat and feel like you're drinking a margarita by the pool, get the double and do it like a smaller glass. You're getting the alcohol if you can handle the taste of the alcohol, which you can. You drink in the shower. God knows you have issues surrounding alcohol. All right, Max, Matt, you can try to find those alcohol content of those low-carby beers. Stone Ruination IPA, 12-ounce, 8.2 in the alcohol department, but 27 carbs. Whoa. So it's a lot of carbs. And I don't think anything exists, but I'll tell you, if you told me that Miller Lite was in the low carb department but had the highest alcohol, I'd tend to reach for the Miller Lite. Because if you want low carbs, then think less carbs. Mm-hmm. And if you want to catch a nice buzz by the pool and you could do it on 3 beers versus 4,
smart.
Why not?
Then there you go. All right. Sorry.
Hello, everyone.
Chris, I'm trying to get this sent to you. I don't know why it's not going through. So the Chicago White Sox will play a game against the New York Yankees next August at the site in Iowa where the movie Field of Dreams was filmed. This is according to Newser and the AP.
Oh, you know how the figurines commercial and the Anjali commercial got me angry at my mom?
Yeah.
Field of Dreams made me angry at my dad.
Everywhere. Everywhere you look.
Oh, I want to have a catch.
Is this heaven? No, it's Iowa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So they're going to go for it.
It's a really good movie, though.
Major League Baseball announced recently that the White Sox will play host to the Yankees in Dyersville, Iowa on August 13th, 2020. Going to be aired on Fox. A temporary 8,000-seat stadium will be built on the site to accommodate first Major League game ever played in Iowa.
They'll have to make some sort of fence because it's just corn, right? Or at least it was in the movie.
Yeah, in the movie it was.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I've blocked it all from my memory, my mind.
Well, and I think that place has become a major hot spot for tourists, so I'm pretty sure it's probably gated off by now.
All right. Miller Lite, alcohol content. Here we go. I don't need the exact list that just light, just fun, look up light. They're all light. That's kind of the point. I'm just curious what the average Coors Light, Miller Lite.
Okay.
Go ahead. Yep.
I'm going to need a minute. I just got the list sent.
You don't need just any of the lights. It's fine. Okay. I'll hit Tommy John. Lots of underwear brands claim to be big on comfort. So Why are 75% of men and women dissatisfied with their underwear? They haven't tried Tommy John. Over 7 million pairs sold. I'm wearing mine right now. They're the best. You'll never go back. The legs never ride up. Waistbands never roll down. Horizontal quick draw fly saves men minutes, 217 minutes of fumbling per year on average. I don't know if you guys knew that. Look that up too, Max Bannon. Featherlight air fabric guarantees zero visibility in the panty lines for the women.
I'm wearing mine right now.
Don't try to take them off the way that lady took her bra off.
No.
There could be an issue.
Not through the sleeve.
All backed by the best pair you'll ever wear. Or it's free, guarantee. It's the best. You'll never go back to what you're currently wearing if you go with Tommy John. Right, Dawson?
Hurry to TommyJohn.com/Adam now to get 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/Adam for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/Adam.
So, Coors Light, Natural Light, Miller Light, they're all checking in at 4.2.
Okay.
Which is fair to Midland. And so if you're looking to catch a buzz and not get yourself the carbs, well, then you go, I'm doing the math, it's the Stone IPA was checking in at about 8% alcohol, but it was like 27% mm-hmm. grams of carbs. Miller Lite, 3.2 in the carb department. So if you drank two of those,
you're back
you'd
in
be
business.
6.5 in the carbs and 8.5 in the alcohol.
Yeah.
So there you go.
You're
all right.
Welcome, everybody.
Good to know.
Well, this is going to be horrifying for some people and delightful and interesting for others, depending on what you're into. Taco Tuesday just isn't the same without that side of guac. But some restaurants are serving what Men's Health describes as crock-a-mole in the midst of this avocado shortage. So basically, a 24-pound carton of mid-size avocados costs about $66 right now, and some restaurants just can't handle it. So guess what they're subbing in?
They're
you don't know.
Stepping on it.
Not even stepping on it, completely subbing.
Completely subbing.
For some people, some restaurants, according to Men's Health.
I'm trying to think of a texture. Banana?
No, but...
squash?
There you go.
Oh,
summer squash.
Whoa.
Okay, so here's how they're doing it.
They're seasoning it up with tons and tons
well,
of salt.
Well, in the color and everything. Yeah. So evidently, restaurants blend the squash with olive oil, tomatillos, which are green, jalapeno, and garlic. And it virtually, it's for some, it's indistinguishable. So next time you order guac, ask if you're getting the real deal, because you might not be. They're very expensive right now.
Dawson, put it down.
The Gringos Locos by my house. I don't know why. Somehow Spanish everything loves loco.
They're crazy.
Like they're crazy. I don't know.
Pollo loco.
I don't feel like I went insane people preparing my poultry. That's me.
Gonna get salmonella.
I know I'm crazy that way.
Well,
pardon the pun.
Ironic.
But I know they love crazy everything. But this place has the guac cart.
Oh,
and
good.
You
gotta see it.
Nice. You can't fake the guac cart. The guy just pulls
up, with the
does
pestle
it
and
right
mortar.
In front of you. And look, if you're a Mexican food place and you don't have a guac cart, get a guac cart.
Yeah.
Because that is so goddamn satisfying.
It's a show.
Also, I'm always a little weird when it's a little too light in color and a little too creamy when it comes from the back.
You know why?
Yeah. I'm like, what are
the most disgusting condiment is added a lot of times.
Mayonnaise.
No. Not even sour cream. Mayonnaise.
Some dignity doesn't have sour cream.
Oh God, so gross.
Max Pata, see if you can find the highest alcohol light beer. Now, for a guy who was making fun of people for drinking in the shower and being alcoholics, the worm has turned. But the highest alcohol, lowest carb beer we can find. That should be the new weapon of choice. Go ahead.
Meanwhile,
have the guac cart. It's, by the way, it's no big deal. People love it and they spend. If you just said to me on an average Mexican thing, like, would you like an order of guacamole? I might go, maybe not. But when the guac cart guy.
Table side guacamole.
I'm in.
I didn't show this to you guys, but a crime was committed against me recently at a really nice restaurant in L.A. I got the guacamole and plantains because that was kind of the only choice that I had. And look how they decimated this guacamole with pomegranate seeds and pumpkin seeds.
No, why would you do that?
All up in it. It was the worst.
All right. What, just here's my simple request. If restaurant, whoever's listening, if you are hell-bent on fucking up things like guacamole, mm-hmm. things that they're not broken and it's impossible to fuck up. But if you are hell-bent on doing that, or you want to do a version of my huevos rancheros that is a breakfast burrito, and then you announce this is how we do right. it, you must give us the opportunity to either cancel the order or modify the order.
Hold the pomegranate.
You
please.
Must... If you are going to put something that's never been put on guacamole before and nobody yep. would like, I don't know that people enjoy pumpkin seeds sitting around oh. and eating. Mm. I don't know that they enjoy pomegranate seeds sitting around and eating. But if you're going to take two seeds that are very low on the seed chart for human beings and desecrate this guacamole with them, you must say something and give the consumer an opportunity to go, no, thank you. Please just bring it out yep. minus yeah. the shit you're going to sprinkle on.
It was a bum out.
And good for you. You'll have more material to disappoint more customers
yes.
with.
It's all be saving money. You know what this is like? This when I coached football for a short period of time, before the game, the referees would come up and talk to the coaches like, hey, you guys got any trick plays you're thinking about running? Just so we know. And we're like, you're taking us by surprise. We're going to call a foul or something when you're running your trick plays. Like, yes, we do, actually. And here's how it goes. He's obviously not going to tell the other team, but you've got to declare that otherwise
that's
they're
going to
be
yes.
if yeah. you're going to have
like
a guy in the 70s the number in the 70s check in as a tight end mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. something like that or tackle eligible
you need to
tell you need to tell them wow. this guy don't throw the flag we're doing the play but you're going to see a lineup that you're not used to seeing.
It's going to involve pomegranates.
We're not going to run across and tell the other team.
Natty Ice, 4 grams of carbs and 5.9 that's healthy.
That's why frat boys love it. Mm-hmm. That's the Natty Ice. That's the drink of choice.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty high. But is there, Max Zapata, this thing I've invented, this juiced high one with the low thing that does not exist as far as we know?
So Natty Ice is what, 4 Just give me the stats again. 4 to 5.9. I found a crafty beer that if people want to find 2 grams of carbs, 4.7 alcohol.
Whoa.
It's almost 2.5 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
North Coast Brewing Scrimshaw Pilsner.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just two grams of carbs.
That.
Almost
forward,
5.
Forward that to, I got a road trip. forward that to Fondelier.
Wow.
Order a case of that.
That's a good beer, too. I've had it.
Oh, you've had it.
I mean, it's a semi-popular beer, those kinds of bars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hmm. It's impossible to find. BevMo will probably have it.
Okay. Try that. Go ahead. Right.
So a Greyhound bus abandoned his bus during a pit stop and left people just stranded for hours.
You said pit stop. Do you mean, it's going to a pit stop?
Yeah.
Bus stop?
No, you're on the road from, one city to the other, and then you're going to make a pit stop at a, 7-Eleven or something.
Okay.
You can get, go to the bathroom.
About racing too much.
roughly 3 hours into a trip from Dallas to Phoenix, this bus pulled over for what was supposed to be a scheduled 20-minute pit stop in Abilene, Texas. 20 minutes went by. 2 hours went by. People were getting very suspicious. They began to call Greyhound. In the end, the group was stranded for 9 hours before the company was able to send over a replacement driver. One passenger said, hey, Greyhound did a nice thing. They bought everyone lunch waiting for the bus, but nobody's been refunded. Everyone got a gas station sandwich.
Here's a banana with a short stem. Why do they do that?
You're on a great bus stop. Bus drivers must be mostly sketchy folks, and I'm assuming. And I don't know. As far as, if I'm Greyhound, I'd be like, where was it going from where to where?
Dallas to Phoenix.
I'd be like, and how long's it?
Oh, they didn't say.
Do it? No, Max Battle figure out. It's Dallas to Phoenix. I think that's 10 hours in the bus or something.
I was going to say 12, but no.
My first thing would be like, they'd be like, this is outrageous. We've been waiting here for 3 hours. I'd be like, let's discuss that. Are you in a hurry?
Yeah.
Are you in a hurry?
You did travel Greyhound.
Who amongst us? Now,
got a hard out.
You guys paid $112. A Southwest run a special right now for $69.
Get
you there in 51 minutes. So let's really focus on this notion of I'm in a hurry. You're on a bus, and you're not a prisoner.
You said your time is valuable, but I'm looking at you.
The thing about bus tickets is they are like the same price as a Southwest
they are.
Ticket.
How do you call Greyhound and demand a refund? Like, my time is valuable. You can't say the straight face.
So, Maxipat, if you can find the bus, just a car ride. Although, when you do a car ride from Dallas to Phoenix, add another 2 hours or 3 hours on because the bus averages a lot slower.
On Google, you can pick between car, walk, or transit. So just pick the transit option.
If it's if we do that, Gene, it's 22 hours.
Yeah, that's change
over. Oh, okay. I used to go back and forth from New York to D.C. a lot when I lived in New York, and it was like the Peter Pan, you know, or Greyhound or one of those. And you got on there, and you felt like a criminal. There were always two bouncers that would yell a speech at you about being rowdy on the bus and being left on the side of the road, and people just shut up and sat there, and we weren't allowed to speak. You weren't allowed to get up. You certainly don't get up and talk to the bus driver. They were mean.
So it's over 20 hours? Or is
no, that's if you do like trains and shit.
Oh, I see.
Well, I'm on the Greyhound website. And it says a trip nonstop Dallas to Phoenix is 21 hours, 50 minutes.
Wow.
Hours, 20 minutes.
22 what's, hours.
What's
how much
hours?
Is it? Can you find out what a ticket costs?
Economy's 187.
That's a lot.
$187. Go to the Southwest website and do a flight right now from Dallas to Phoenix.
I am telling you, I've been saying this for a long time. It's more expensive to take a bus to San Francisco from L.A. or to Dallas from Phoenix or whatever than it is to fly Burbank on Southwest. It is strictly for people that are scared of flying.
Or have something to hide.
Yeah,
or can't travel through that security level.
Don't want the license scanned
because the $187. Southwest can be all over the place, but you can certainly find a Southwest flight that's under $187.
Oh, so it looks like there actually are stop. They do stop in different parts for like 30 minutes at a time. 30 minutes.
I also bet they change drivers at least once because you can't have a driver go for 21 hours.
You just have to have
legally.
Reasons to be on that bus other than, hey man, I take the bus to save a few ducats, you know.
See the country.
How much is a Southwest flight and how long is that Southwest flight? And I'll tell you guys, I'll let you find that, Max Pata. First, I want to remind people to take the Podcast One survey, podcast1.study, and the first 125 people are going to get themselves a $20 gift certificate to restaurants.com. So use that, get some real guac. And one of you is getting a $100 Amazon gift card. So just go to podcast1.study and answer a few quick questions. All right. Anything, Max Pana?
Yeah. Economy for a flight is $150. And it's 2.5 hours.
Wow.
Okay.
For 10% of the time.
It's
a tenth of the time.
It's insane. All right, Gina, why don't we bring it home?
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Gina Grad!
That was the news with Gina Grad.
We'll give you guys all the vacation stories and recaps tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Good sports coming up next. You can go to adamcarolla.com for all the live shows everywhere. And you can go to Chassy, Chassy, if you want to check out some of the docs and docs and stand-up special. Laughs with Paul Bryan coming up, man, November 2nd, Avalon. Talk a little bit more about that tomorrow, I think. And until next time, Adam Carolla for Christy Bishop, Gina Grad, Jim Gaffigan, and Paul Bryan. Say it. Mahalo. Women weren't funny.
Stick around. Today's episode of Good Sports with Dave Damaschek and Adam Carolla is coming right up.
Good Sports. It's time for a sports segment. Good Sports. It's time for Ace and Dave. Good Sports. It's time to get it started. NFL highlights. Mixed martial arts fights. Riffing on bad Stallone movies. Raking the fruits of the
Podcast One Sports Network presents...
Good Sports.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Welcome to a brand new sports week here on Good Sports. Dave Damashek here, Adam Carolla over there. Reminder, we will, little info for you. We're doing another Good Sports tomorrow, Tuesday, and then one on Wednesday, and then we'll be off the rest of the week from there. Let's kibitz about the here and now. It's a good time to be a sports fan. Football, hockey soon on the way, basketball, baseball wrapping up. Ace, it's here. We did it. We made it through the long footballless desert that is spring and summertime. How are you feeling?
I'm well, David. Thank you. I got to tell you, man, I have the TV downstairs. I own a gymnasium in my home. And
I like to abbreviate where it makes sense, but gymnasium is a delightful word, and I'm not going to deprive myself of the opportunity to say, when I can go gymnasium.
Yes. Gymnasium suggests you're juggling those weighted pins and you're wearing like a weird one piece man bathing suit from the 30s, you know?
Yeah.
But I was in my gymnasium in my home and I was on, I got the rowing machine.
Oh.
And it's a rich man, poor man thing.
It
rowing.
Definitely, and like, that's a great
either,
one.
If you're rowing, you're either going for dinner and you fucking somewhere, or you're just a USC preps, you know, student. You know, you're one of the
I was on the rowing team in.
Yeah,
I
you're
was,
one of the Winklevoss twins.
Yeah, you're at Harvard. Ivy, right?
It is rowing is rich man, poor man.
That's a great one. And you're one of the on the Viking slave ship.
Right. I'm on the winning end of the rich man, poor man rowing machine, and so I just go down into my gymnasium and I sit on that thing, and I just keep the TV on. Sports Center, because I can't hear the sound because the rowing machine's sort of loud. So I'll find myself just put an earbud in, listen to some music because it's like a lot of air chatter. And I'll just watch, to my delight, football highlights.
Just
preseason, but there's football happening. Like
that's right.
It's a comfort food kind of thing. It's literally like opening a menu and just seeing mom's meatloaf on there. Even if you're not eating the meatloaf, you just see it. It's like, oh, okay, there's football. Ooh, there's another game and there's more highlights.
That's the thing. It's the same thing as in a way when the first game of the regular season is played on whatever night, Wednesday, Thursday night. It's satisfying, but the real pleasure is when you flip the channels around and you feel like there's a bounty of games. There's football everywhere right now. That's the best day of the year. In fact, I would hold that up. The most satisfying, I guess, is maybe the divisional round or the wild card round of the NFL playoffs, but because of the import of those games, but also looming on the short horizon is the end of football. To me, that first day of football, that first Sunday when you're just flipping around and we got two. Then we got the late games. Who's on after? Oh, the Seahawks and Rams are. Oh, that we've made it to that point. The only thing I will caution everybody against is I say it every year. The preseason is a lie. All this jazz now. We've gotten the first few games. Daniel Jones is headed to the Hall of Fame, the Giants QB. Everybody's over the moon about these guys. Just settle down. Don't believe too much of what you see in the preseason. It's all like we talked about last week. It's all a Civil War reenactment. You know, right
now, Hard Knocks is
That's a gem. Are you happy with the early returns? We're one episode in. We have a new one coming up Tuesday night. But what stood out to you from Derek Carr, John Gruden, and the rest?
Couple things. First off, I don't need to see Guy Fieri. I close my eyes. I see Guy Fieri. I open a closet. He steps out of it. Says thank you. There's Guy Fieri everywhere. He is ubiquitous. You go on a cruise, you want to order a burger, you're getting it from Fieri's Burgers. Like we were driving through.
Is he the human Mountain Dew? Is he
yes.
The canary in the societal coal mine, as you've summoned with Mountain Dew, indicating the downfall of our society?
He is human Mountain Dew. I don't know why. In a world where you have Squirt, which is delectable, and 7-Up, and Sprite, there is no need for Guy Fieri.
Did they err, though, in naming it Squirt?
I think they did. It made it homoerotic. Squirt is the best. It's quietly the best. And it is because I think it's grapefruit. It's got a little grapefruit in it. Do not sleep on Squirt. But okay. Now, Guy Fieri's everywhere. The Raiders are working out in shorts and T-shirts, and he's there to watch. Now, Dylan explained he was a big Raiders fan. But look, I'm a big Rams fan. I don't want to see him walk through passing drills. Like, I just feel like Guy's there to get some more camera time, although he's never been off the camera, so I don't get it. I mean, we were driving through like Lowell, Massachusetts with Mike Lynch a couple of years ago. We were looking for this little Polish food joint that was like, you know, off the, like where they filmed the town or something. Mm-hmm. Came walking into this Polish food joint. The Polish food joint had like eight, it held eight. Walked in, sat down, huge picture of Guy Fieri above us. You can find the picture. Gary will find the picture. It's insane. It's insane. He's everywhere.
There it is.
He's everywhere.
Did this place serve Squirt?
So I don't know what's going on with Guy.
Well, I'll tell you. Talk about
I
everywhere.
Don't need him in there.
He's also on the Patriots sidelines. Where do you come down on that? Drake does that. At least, you know, whatever people say about Spike Lee at the Knicks games being too demonstrative on the sidelines. There, at least he's only a Knicks guy. He's not running around to whoever will give him the badge so he can stand on the sidelines for a given day.
I am. Here's where I'm thinking. So when I started off, you know. It would be Billy Crystal over at the Clippers mm-hmm. and Jack over with the Lakers, and they sat there with their glasses on. They watched the game. Now Drake's like up on his feet. He's out on the court. He's arguing with other players. He's hugging it out with his own team. I say in a few short years, and by the way, the answer for the guys, the civilians who are walking around the court like LeBron at a high school game, high-fiving everyone and hugging it out, off the goddamn court. You see, there's a line. There's a line here. And that line is out of bounds. You are on the spectator side of that line. You don't walk across that line.
I mean, for real. The hubris. That you can touch a player. He's in the game, man. You can't be messing. You can't be talking to him. There's a line.
I suggest that in a few short years, these guys will be actually shooting not free throws, but technical free throws. Like Drake will just come in and be like, all right, look, you're on the court.
Ladies
you're
and gentlemen, to shoot tonight's technical free throws, you know him as recording artist. Here he is. Yeah, I mean that.
This is going to be out there shooting free throws. That's what I feel.
I feel bad I didn't know. I feel square. I didn't know the other guy who was there, the rapper guy, Easy. Something or other?
G-Eazy.
Who is that guy? Is he a legitimate guy?
He's a legitimate guy. He's a famous white rapper who's from Oakland and has been a long time.
Why does his
proponent.
Race matter to you, Gary?
Yes, Gary.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
So, yeah. Anyway. So, and he's also, he's making an ass of himself. Look, Guy Fieri. Fine. I'm sure I would like Guy Fieri. But just wait till they get in pads. Wait till they cut one undrafted rookie. Just wait. Before you go there to watch. You didn't go there to watch. You go there to get on HBO.
Well, was that conversation so priceless that he had to have it with him? Like, yeah, you guys are animals out there. I should make some food for you. You hear about my restaurants? You can also find it in the freezer aisle at your local grocery store.
You go to the Burbank Airport and you pass a whole kiosk of Guy Fieri sandwiches. I mean, if you want to talk about the definition of ubiquitous, this is it.
I was cool with Wolfgang Puck doing it because he makes good food, but now we've gone too far.
Where he belongs in the frozen food section. He didn't wander into the Burbank Airport.
Right, he's not out there playing grab ass with the Rams.
That's right.
All right, let me tell you something about TrueCar. TrueCar, and this isn't necessarily the headline, but you will not see when you log on, I don't think, any evidence of Guy Fieri, unless maybe Fierro. not Fieri, but if you want a Fiero, mm-hmm. Maybe you can track one down via TrueCar. And I'm already well into the 60 seconds here, and that's how long the ad's going to take. You can get an offer for your car in just 60 seconds. All you have to do is go to TrueCar from your smartphone or your computer. You enter your license plate number and watch your car's details pop up. Then you answer a few questions, and you'll get an accurate true cash offer from a local TrueCar certified dealer. Then you bring your car in. They'll check it out with you together, ask some questions, you get your answers, there are no surprises, unless Guy Fieri is in one of those cars, then leave with your check or trade in your car for a new ride. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car today. All right, I want to get tomorrow, Ace, to some of the clips from the inaugural episode of this year's Hard Knocks, so we'll do that on tomorrow's Good Sports. In the meantime, for Adam Carolla, Dave Dana, check out
Sports. Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow Ace on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail with your questions and comments at 888-634-1744. Tickets and info on all the live podcasts, many great events, books, movies, and more. Go to AdamCarolla.com and stay tuned for AP News.